It's one of the first things that we learn how to do.
It's one of the most natural interaction mechanisms that we have.
It's how I talk to my dog.
It's how I secretly talk to his cat.
It's what we're doing right now. And the subject of today's show, speech.
I'm Mike Talty.
And I'm Andrew Spooner. Welcome to Context, a show about the right experience on the right device at the right time.
Roll the credits.
So we decided to call the show Context because the way that we're interacting devices these days has fundamentally changed. There are so many new methods of interaction that we can take into account, and that sometimes these things are thought of as maybe having a sci-fi sense of wonder, where we really want to aim to dispel some of those myths and make you realise that they're quite easy to actually implement into your applications.
Okay, so the first show here is about speech. And we're going to look at different aspects of speech, both recognizing speech and speaking, having machines speak. And, you know, I think we see increasing use of this. I think for the longest time, we've been having things where you have things like automated phone lines, where I phone my bank and you get into that thing of press one for this and press two for that, and it can be quite frustrating. But I notice over recent times that those systems are increasingly having a sort of interface which is, tell me what you want to do today. And then it tries to route you intelligently through the system. So that seems to be growing quite a bit at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose that's something I'm quite happy to do when it's if I'm in the comfort of my own house or home. There's still somewhat of a social stigma around talking to a device in public.
Yeah, I mean, when you also see this, you know, we see the rise of the personal assistant. We see Siri, we see Google Now, we see our own assistant Cortana. And those things, I think, are really interesting, but there's still an aspect of being in the street and shouting, hey, Cortana, into a phone. And maybe I think personal assistants are perhaps big enough that we could put them into their own show and we could have a separate show about personal assistants.
Yeah, it's a massive area. So, yeah. So we'll cover that separately. So today really is about speech, about text-to-speech, speech-to-text, and recognising people's voices, recognising individuals from the way that they speak. Again, that's the sort of thing that we thought was, if I look back to films such as 2001, Space Odyssey, the notion of HAL and being able to talk to a computer and for it to recognise a person's voice. That's very real and very possible now, and that's a little bit frightening in some aspects.
Yeah, but you know, there's commonplace scenarios where we've just got used to it. So we don't think anything now of things like sat-nav. You know, we all drive around in cars that just talk to us. You have some kind of system in there, whether it's your phone or whether it's a built-in system. It just talks to you and you're quite used to it. Mm-hmm. And coming back to the theme of the show, really, it's that thing of the context. Because in the car, you don't want some kind of modal dialogue on a screen over here that you can't deal with. You want to be able to have, speech is very natural. Your hands are occupied, your eyes are occupied. And so why not use speech? And we've all got really used to it in that kind of scenario.
Yeah, and I suppose the most recent, I think we've had voice control in cars for a long time, but the recent advances really are being able to naturally interact with the car, as opposed to saying, CD, skip track. You know the way you have to really talk to the car, maybe like it's been a naughty dog or something. You've got to
car on.
Exactly, things like that. Oh, cool. I have this one where I say, cool, when I'm calling my wife, she's in my phone as sweetheart. So I have to go, call sweetheart. And it just takes some of the emotion out of why I have that name for her as well.
Yeah, and you know, and we've seen it in other places where we've seen it in things like, I guess the Xbox One was a good example of a voice controlled device, Xbox on, Xbox off, that kind of thing changing. The TV channel on the Xbox One and that sort of thing. We're getting increasingly used to talking to devices.
Yeah. And although there was some funny trolling that happened around that with there's first off